This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The El Paso County Courthouse was closed today after a shooting outside the building left one person dead. Colorado Springs Police spokesperson Ira Cronin.
This was not an active shooter situation, and there is no ongoing current threat to the community or public safety in the area at this time.
One suspect is in custody. On X, formerly known as Twitter, police said the victim had a prior relationship with the suspect. Their identities will be released at a later time. Workers for at least five unionized Starbucks shops in Colorado joined a national walkout today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Baristas in Denver, Superior, and Greeley joined the strike, which coincided with the coffee chain's Red Cup promotional day. Danny Press, a barista in Denver, says their store has been unionized for over a year, but still hasn't gotten a contract.
I think that it's time that Starbucks come to the bargaining table and like actually talk to the unions about giving us the wage increases they gave to non-union stores, giving us credit card tips, all these things that impact like our quality of life, our ability to pay rent.
Both the company and union have traded blame for violating bargaining rules, and federal regulators are reviewing multiple complaints from both sides. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have introduced a resolution honoring the victims of the Club Q shooting. It recognizes the one-year anniversary of the attack and also expresses solidarity and support to the survivors, their families and friends, and the broader Colorado Springs LGBTQ plus community. The Senate is expected to approve the resolution tomorrow morning. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.